This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, so true. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today's Thursday, June the 19th of 2025, day 170th. Of the year, and only 195 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA.
Oh, yes, doing our stuff with our friends at Radio Big, because that's kind of the layout of the land of the things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So there you go. There you go. Some stuff going always on as we are moving, grooving, and so on. No doubt whatsoever as we are hanging out and doing our thing. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's start talking right away about what is going on. So if you're not familiar with what we do around here, our shows consist of safety and the news, news and safety. Really, there's no other way around how we do this thing. We used to be a rant show a long time ago,
but that shit changed a long time ago.
So there you go. So with that being said, if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com will get you to the spot where you need to be, because that's just how it goes and about and all that kind of fun stuff. So with that being said, you go there, we take a look around, we move, we groove, and then go. So if you're good to go, that means that I'm good to go, and things will get beautiful in regards to what is going on. So audio, video, and text messaging, once you get to call in radio, and then we talk about safety in the news, we give you a version of a main story, and then we have some people that come in that are professional broadcasters, and they'll tell you what the hell's going on inside of the world. Because believe me, you don't want me doing that stuff, because then it becomes
something entirely different than what you ever expected.
So with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we start taking a look around and taking a look at what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends at the ends of the ends, it goes something like this. Notable and noteworthy, airport staff rescue a damsel in distress. Also, Diddy won't testify and Tyler Perry is accused of sexual harassment. We'll talk about that in show buzz. Also, the ladies of The View compare perpetrated racism versus tyranny, and all we'll talk about details in that inside of casting calls. And also Megan Sussex confusing entrepreneurial pursuit continues, and we'll talk about details about that inside of the Royals. So there you go. What do you think? Do you got a plan? I got a plan. I always got a plan. They don't always necessarily mean that they're good plans, but I got plans. Yeah, it kind of happens that way. Oh, yeah, I forgot to talk about this yesterday. Should I pull it up real quick? Yeah, forgot to talk about this. Yeah, I got some questions, people reaching out still if there's info and tickets available. There is tickets, and here's some info if you're interested in going to Conklin Conference. Conklin Conference, September the 9th through the 11th of this year, 2025, in Santa Fe, New Mexico. If you look at the streamer Emer right there, as we are doing this video aspect, all you have to do is take a little flash of that QR code. And once you see that, you'll come to the realization right away that once you get there, this will take you into our little information about what the hell's going on. Yeah, simple process, real quick right there in regards to getting everything set. If not, you can go to safetyfm.com and click on where it says live events. And once you click on live events, that will definitely take you to where you need to be. Real simple. So, Conklin Conference coming up September the 9th through the 11th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. You'll have the likes of hanging out with Todd Conklin, Martha Acosta, Bob Edwards, Jen T. Long, Andrea Baker, Mark Yeston, and yours truly. I'll be there hosting, of course. That's what I do. So, would love to see you there if you're interested. SafetyFM.com, click on the section that says live events, or just scan that QR code, and that will take you to exactly where you need to go. Okay, so with that being said, let's bring in my friends from Feature Story News, because they got some news stories to tell you, and I got some news stories I would love to hear, so let's do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
In London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US President Donald Trump's reportedly approved plans to attack Iran, but hasn't made a final decision on whether to go ahead. The US president's been weighing up whether the US should get involved to halt Iran's nuclear program. Israel and Iran have continued to strike at each other, with Iran warning of irreparable harm if the US joins Israeli attacks. Former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for European and NATO Policy at the Pentagon, Jim Townsend, says U.S. involvement comes with major risks.
In the long term, if the Iranians say, well, not so fast, we're going to be trying to assassinate some of your people, and the Iranians, the government doesn't topple, and the Iranians begin this low-intensity conflict, if you will, of retribution, and it goes on and on and on, and he can't stop it. And so he has been sucked into this a war of the shadows in the Middle East. And so in the long term, he could look bad.
A hospital in southern Israel has taken a direct hit from an Iranian missile. Soroka Hospital in Beersheba is extensively damaged, according to Israel, with more than 30 people injured. The Chinese embassy in Israel says it will help citizens to leave the country via Egypt in batches from Friday amid the escalating conflict in the Middle East. China has been urging its citizens to leave Israel as it warns of the possibility of further deterioration of the situation. Rebecca Bunden reports from Hong Kong.
The evacuation operation from Israel will take Chinese nationals to the Tabuk border crossing into Egypt via bus, which is about 360 kilometres or 224 miles from Tel Aviv. Beijing on Wednesday said that close to 800 Chinese citizens have been evacuated from Iran following military strikes by Israel, which started last week. And there are another 1,000 people who are in the process of leaving Iran amid the escalating conflict, the foreign ministry said. China's president, Xi Jinping, has said that Beijing is prepared to play a constructive role in restoring peace to the region. Rebecca Bunden, Hong Kong.
Air India is cutting international operations of its wide-body aircraft amid an inspection drive in the wake of its deadly plane crash last week. The airline's Boeing 787 Dreamliner crashed, killing all but one on board and at least 30 people on the ground. Ishan Garg reports from Mumbai.
After what's being called the worst aviation disaster in recent history, Air India is cutting down the use of wide-body aircrafts for the next few weeks. The company has launched an inspection drive during which it has cleared all 26 planes it has checked, and the remaining 7 planes are scheduled to be inspected in the next few days. Air India says the 15% cut in operations is necessary to ensure stability of operations and to reduce inconvenience to passengers. Ishan Garg, Mumbai.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, remembering the pianist Alfred Brendel, who has died at the age of 94. Brendel was one of the giants of the classical music scene, with a career that lasted from his first public performance as a 17-year-old in Austria in 1948 to his final concert in Vienna in 2008. He regularly tinkled the ivories to packed houses worldwide and is best known for his mastery of Beethoven. This is Beethoven's Emperor Piano Concerto, played by Brendel with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
Recordings have helped me from my 20s year on to be better aware of my playing. When I record it, I've tried to retain the tension of a concert.
He'd grown up in the Nazi era, endured what he called the preposterous voices of Hitler and Goebbels on the radio, years of turmoil without a proper home, much less an available piano. After the war ended, he threw himself into music, finding it an escape from a world that he considered absurd. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, US President Donald Trump's reportedly approved plans to attack Iran but hasn't made a final decision on whether to go ahead. A hospital in southern Israel's taken a direct hit from an Iranian missile. The Chinese embassy in Israel says it will help its citizens leave the country via Egypt in batches from Friday. And Air India's cutting international operations of wide-body aircrafts amid an inspection drive after last week's deadly plane crash. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Lizard safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
Lizard safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion. The book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. Rated R Safety Show, as we are hanging out 17 minutes past the top of the hour, doing all the fun stuff that we get to do around here, my friend, around here. So let's get into some news stories, because that's what we do around here. So let's get into it right away. President Trump reportedly approved a plan of action to attack Iran on Tuesday, but hasn't given the order to go through with it. According to the Wall Street Journal, Trump continues to push for a diplomatic resolution that definitively ends Iran's nuclear development program. Trump said Wednesday that the Iranian officials have asked to meet at the White House to negotiate a ceasefire and a nuclear deal. Trump said that he hasn't made up his mind on how to proceed with the Islamic Republic that should have made the deal before Trump's 60-day deadline. Its response, Iran's delegation to the United Nations issued a statement that said no Iranian officials has ever asked for or to grovel at the gates of the White House, adding that Iran shall respond to any threat and any counter threat and to any action with reciprocal measures. The U.S. State Department has begun facilitating flights to Americans who voluntarily want to leave Israel. The American embassy remains closed through at least Friday. Internet access across Iran went offline on Wednesday's conflicting reports suggest that it's either an offensive intelligence operation or an Iranian official is attempting to stop coordination between revolutionaries trying to topple the regime from within. Also, a CNN poll shows that 83% of Republicans and 79% of Democrats believe that Iran should not obtain nuclear weapons, and that 70% overall would approve American airstrikes at the end of Iran's nuclear ambitions. So there you go. Yes, let's do some war for peace. What was the other term that I've heard? Fucking for virginity? Is that the other one that I've heard? I mean, I don't know. There's just kind of just some things to think about here. What's your thought process? It's just a question. It's terms that people use. I mean, I know I say it in front of the camera. Some people will say it behind it. Or, you know, the chat that doesn't occur. The chat that people don't want to have. I don't know. The world keeps on getting stranger and stranger to me as I look at these things, no doubt there. Okay, another well-known company has entered the commercial space race. On Tuesday, Honda successfully launched and landed a reusable rocket prototype, sort of. The first mission only reached the altitude of 889 feet, not a typo. A far cry from orbit, but important step towards achieving rapid reusability. The Japanese company, best known for car manufacturing, has kept his space technology research and development largely under wraps. The announcement looks took many by surprise, though. Through the company, has publicly said that it wants to develop rockets capable to reaching orbit by 2029. So in a statement, Honda said that it's currently developing its own technology without a strategy for monetization, at least for now. This is according to Gizmodo. So, yeah. I don't get it, though. I mean, and let me explain. If you have the chance to go out there and say, okay, I'm going to go into orbit, and then come back down and pay some astronomical amount of money to see it. Is it worth it? I mean, I don't know. And what are you getting here? Just a question. I know. Just a weird time to ask this stuff, but I don't know. Okay, anyways, airport staff don't typically have a reputation for going the extra mile in customer service, but the facilities crew in Pittsburgh International Airport have earned a gold star. Last Friday, April Schmidt returned to Pittsburgh after a work trip to Los Angeles, and about half an hour after collecting her bags on her way home, she realized that the diamond that was missing from her engagement ring. She immediately returned to the carousel, where four airport employees soon joined her in her quest to find the shiny rock. They pulled up panels and they inspected the machinery, trying to track it down, but after the first pass came up empty. While Schmidt returned home, the crew didn't give up. They tapped taped two paint sticks together and to sweep underneath the carousel, and after 4 hours they found a 1¼-carat diamond. So they found it. So when they get a diamond star, not a gold star, I mean, I'm just asking. Just something to think about. I mean, it kind of, that would make more sense, right?
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R, Safety Show.
Hey, I'm just asking the question here. Okay, the tale of two trials. Let's talk about this. In Idaho, the judge overseeing the murder trial of Brian Kurberger appeared to rebuff the defense attempts to yet again delay proceedings past the August start date. I fully encourage everyone to continue as if the trial is going to take place when it's scheduled for, the judge said on Wednesday. And a development comes with the prosecution announces the witness who says she saw Kurberger at the scene of the crime when she delivered her DoorDash order. Also, let's see, in Massachusetts, Karen Reed was found not guilty on murder and manslaughter charges on Wednesday. The jury did convict her of on drunken driving charges, and she was sentenced to 1 year probation. Her trial ended in a mistrial with a hung jury last summer. No word yet on civil proceedings. This is according to AP. I will tell you, during spring break, I was in Daytona, and I was watching the crap out of that stuff. trying to figure out what the hell was going on, because there was some documentary of, what was happening. So I was very interested in some info on what was going on, no doubt there. So there you go. Some stuff to think about as we are coordinating everything that is happening. What else do I have? Seven men have been charged with the theft of $100 million worth of gold, diamonds, and high-end watches and other items of the Department of Justice, and they're calling the biggest jewelry heist in U.S. history. Let's try that again.
Calling it the biggest heist in U.S. history.
So there you go. The thieves ambushed the Brink armored truck at a rest stop in July of 2022, they made off with 73 bags full of loot, some which recovered this week during a search warrant executed by federal agents. The man faced 20 years in prison. 20 years. There you go. Some stuff to think about. Here you go. Here's one that you don't hear every day. Kelsey Grammer. Yeah, that guy. His wife, Kate Walsh, is pregnant. Grammer and Walsh were spotted roaming London, and with Walsh boasting a prominent baby bump. They already share three children together. Grammer has four other children with his previous relationship. The couple hasn't formally acknowledged the pregnancy. By the way, he's 70, and she is 46. So there you go. Some stuff to think about.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
And I thought I was an old dad. Okay, so there you go. Some stuff going on right there as we are talking. Okay, so let's talk about this as we get a little swampy-ompy. A little swampy-ompy here. President Trump personally spent an estimated $100,000 to build two flagpoles on the White House ground, which went up yesterday, each stand 88 feet tall. Chief of Staff Susie Wiles headed to Congress on Wednesday to help push through the one big beautiful bill. Insiders say that they wanted a bill for Trump to sign before July the 4th holiday. In a conflicting report, Vice President J.D. Vance has been signaling that he expects the bill to be done before the August recess. I mean, that could be still be before July the 4th. I mean, I don't know if people understand how calendars work. I mean, I'm just saying in general, think about that for a moment. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. Let's talk about the Dow, because some people care about that stuff. Let's talk about the numbers. The Dow lost about 44 points to close at 42,171 on Wednesday. And the S&P ticked down about 1 point to close at 5,940. And the NASDAQ gained about 25 points to close at 19,546. West Texas Intermediate closed at $75 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $76 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.18 on Wednesday. And Bitcoin ticked down on the day, just trading right around $104,000. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for a $302 million jackpot, or $136 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. No doubt about that.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Never. Okay, Justin, let's see, what else? No, let's not do that one yet. Sean Combs will not testify at his sex trafficking trial despite the high-profile nature of the case. Several insiders say that the music mogul will not take the stand. This decision comes as both legal teams prepare for the final phase of the trial, which is now expected to wrap up on July the 4th. So what are we at? We're on the 19th here. So a couple weeks, give or take, as we are talking. Okay, what else? Justin Bieber and Scooter Braun's financial battle is coming to an end. Insiders tell that the two are close to reaching a settlement over the $26 million advance of Braun's company. Hybe Bead agreed to pay A&G for Bieber's Justice Tour after he pulled the plug early. Bieber agreed to pay back the advance over 10 years, but stopped after making the first payment. TMZ claims that Bieber has agreed to shell out the cash, though many are wondering if the funding is coming from the sale of his wife Hailey Bieber's beauty company, Rode. Well, no shit. If they have shared financing, I would imagine that's how that works. I mean, are you married? Like, think about that for a moment. Do you share the bills with your significant other? I mean, that's kind of a dumb thing. I mean, is this like really reporting worthy? I don't know. Anyways, take a listen to this. Actor Derek Dixon says that he was sexually assaulted by Tyler Perry. He claims the incident occurred one night when he stayed over at Perry's Atlanta home after having too much to drink. Sleeping in one of the guest rooms, Dixon says that Perry got into bed with him and touched his thigh, but he rejected the advance from there. Dixon claims that Perry sent him unwanted sexual message over a year. As for why he didn't speak out at the time, Dixon explains that he feared that his character on Perry's show, The Oval, would be killed off and his career would be ruined. Dixon is seeking $260 million in damages for quid pro quo, workplace sexual harassment, sexual assault, and battery. This is according to Page Six. $260 million? That's a lot of money. What do you think? I mean, I don't know. I always get so confused by some of that stuff. I never know what to say without sounding terrible in regards of some of the stuff that comes to mind in regards of what should be said and what should not be said. No doubt about that.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, so let's see a look at this one. Country singer Connor Smith is pulling the plug on a couple of the upcoming performances following his involvement in last week's fatal car accident in Nashville. As previously reported, he accidentally hit and killed a 77-year-old woman who was walking in a crosswalk. There is no signs that Smith was distracted or impaired at the time. An investigation is still ongoing, however. This is according to People, so there you go. Also, if you did not know, there were some rumors circulating yesterday, but Hulk Hogan is alive. Or should I try that again?
Hulk Hogan is alive!
Hulk Hogan is alive!
Well, despite what Florida radio host Bubba the Love Sponge reported on the air on Wednesday, Hogan is in a hospital, and I heard people say that he might not make it, he told his listeners. A rep for the 71-year-old wrestler shut down the claim, saying that Hogan was only being treated for lingering neck and back pain and by no means on his deathbed. This is according to the New York Post. So there you go. I don't know. Listen, I have listened to Bubba the Love Sponge as I have lived here in Florida for some time. I would think because of everything that's happened between Hulk Hogan and Bubba the Love Sponge or Todd Klem, I think I would get to the point where I would probably just start to stop talking about the dude just to avoid anything else. Might make life easier for Bubba as we are talking. What else do we got? So do we want to talk about this one? Yeah, let's talk about this one. The Beatles' sons have teamed up for a new song. Sean Ono, son of John Lennon, and James McCarthy, son of Paul McCartney, lent their vocals to Ringo Starr's son Zach Starkey's supergroup Mantra at the Cosmos for their new single, Rip Off. Starkey, who shared a snippet of the song on Instagram, made it clear that the collaboration was not a mini Beatles reunion. Well, no shit, it's not a Beatles reunion because you guys are not the Beatles. No shit, Sherlock. I don't think anybody needed to say that. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's do it.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Main story time for us to talk about the stuff that's going on inside of this altered universe of ours as we do the things that we get to do. No doubt about that. So let's talk. Let's give some thought process here. Let's go through some things and say, this makes sense or this does not make sense. Let's say, let's do this or let's say, let's do that. Outside of these things, it makes no sense to have a discussion elsewhere in regards of what is going on. Because I am so surprised day in and day out about the level or the amount of stupid rules that come about. The amount of dumb rules that happen inside of the workplace. But let's not make it a complaint section. Let's not make it one of these things where we're just complaining about what's going on. And let's talk a little bit differently here on what could we do to make our workplace better. And listen, we can sit here talking about steering committees. We can sit here and talk about safety committees. And we can talk about the committees of the committees and all that other shit that people like to talk about. But that's not what we're going to do here today. What we're going to talk about is making sure that we can change things, making sure that things can be brought up, making sure that things can change. And people go, well, how can you make sure of any of that? Well, maybe that's just wording. The thought process here, for some, not all, is how do we change things inside of our workplace? How do we get those people that have influence in our system? Influence on what's going on. Influence on what needs to happen. Influence on things that should change. I ask this because you are aware there are people in your workplace that have the attention of others, and maybe even the attention of others better than you have them. I know it sucks to say that sometimes, but there are people that are card-carrying members inside of your workplace that can help change everything, that can help look around and go, this should be the way the world changes. And I know it's difficult, and I know it's not easy, but when you look around and think about it from that aspect, you come to the realization right away that if you get involved with these people and help them influence the system, things can change for you. And some people don't love hearing that, but it's the reality of the situation on what happens inside organizations. It's the reality of the situation of what happens inside of most organizations. And I'm not saying that you cannot be the card-carrying member of the message, but sometimes the message has to go through other channels. Think about it for a moment. And I'll use this as an example. How often have you seen where organizations will have something happen and they'll have some meetings that occur inside of the organization, and these ideas are laid out by the staff, and they say, no, we can't do this. We need to call, and I'm not going to say Ghostbusters here, but we need to call someone else. We need to bring this person in. We need to bring that person in. And all of a sudden, this person comes in, consultant, whatever, and essentially says the same thing or something very similar to what the staff laid out. And all of a sudden, the organization says, okay, cool, that's what we need to do. Think about it for a moment. It happens more frequently than what you think. Sometimes people don't love it, but also at the same time too, with that occurring, things change. Life happens. The world moves on. And it's not the best ordeal of the whole thing, but somebody else had to come in to carry out the same message. So look at it from that aspect. Is there someone within the organization that has enough influence inside of it that can drive the message forward? If you're okay with that, maybe your system can change quicker than what you're expecting.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, this doesn't feel right. This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now. Wherever books and audiobooks are found.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner is on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal
add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Okay, here we go. Still hanging out with the Rated R Safety Show. What the hell are you doing? No, I'm kidding. 45 minutes past the top of the hour. This right here is Jinsei with the song titled Longing. Yep. That's the name of the song. Song's readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Yeah, a little longing going on this morning. A little stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. What a killing time. Yeah, some of these slower ones sometimes can get you as well. Kind of an interesting time, just in general. Just longing right there. Anyways, like to thank Jinsei for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. Give it a little stream reaction. I tell you, you won't regret it whatsoever as we are talking. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will tell you about in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. So let me tell you this one, slightly different today. Let's talk about some self-care stuff. When you're having a tough moment of the day, it's okay to pause and take care of yourself. Below on their website, you can see some suggestions they have that you can do right now and how you can make plans to take care of yourself. So if you go to their website, TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says self-care, there are some options on what you can do. Can take a few minutes to do one of these or two. Connect your breath. Use an animation they have on there, 4-7-8 technique for steady breathing. Make sure your basic needs are met, like have you eaten? Have you had a glass of water? Have you showered or brushed your teeth? You know, that kind of stuff. Use your senses to create a space between yourself and your feelings. Just some different stuff. So just go to there, TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says self-care. Yep, self-care can change everything for you, just letting you know. What else we got going on? Okay, tired and refried. Yep, listen to this. Do you ever feel exhausted before you have even starts, before anything even starts, for that matter? You're not alone. 1 in 3 people say that they're already drained the moment they wake up, and it only gets worse from there. A new survey of 2,000 Americans revealed what's zapping our energy, and it's not just bad nights of sleep, though that definitely doesn't help. Interruption, awkward small talk, and unsolicited advice top the list of social energy killers. Add a gloomy weather, money stress, and office gossip, and it's no wonder we're out before lunch, and it's the average crash hitting around 11:54. Physical energy isn't faring much better either. Lack of sleep, 42%, constant housework, 28%, are dragging people down. And while most people agree that staying hydrated helps, the average person drinks about 5 cups of water a day, well below the recommended 8 to 9. And how do we fight back? Caffeine, loud music, power naps, and a quick walk outside, or even a bit of stretching, are the top methods put to use in how people try to go out there and feel more like a zombie. Housework drains me, and I'm only watching someone else do it. Exercise to feel energized. Sorry, I'd rather nap aggressively. You know, it's just some different stuff. What do you do? I'm just asking because I want to have a better understanding here. It gets weird sometimes. You have to do whatever you think is best. Some people don't love this aspect, and some people do. So there you go. All the fun stuff. So, some things going on inside of the world of the multiverse, as always. So why don't we do this? Why don't we bring some John Smalls into our life? He always has something positive to say. At least it feels that way. And let him tell us a little bit about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Scott. Edward Everett Hale said, "I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do the something that I can do. And by the grace of God, I will." I love this quote. I've never heard this one before, but I think it's awesome. And I have been the one. Someone else probably would have stepped up, but when I heard the news, I stepped up. And I helped revive a community event that was going to go away. I said, "No, we can do this." And then we did. I've had help from many others, and together we have made this work for many years now.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. What Jacob experienced the night that he wrestled with God, in the dark, on the muddy bank of the Jabbok, was true prayer, life-changing prayer. We used to have prayer meetings like that. We called it praying through, which meant that we weren't leaving the place of prayer until God had touched us, cleansed us, made us new. Like Jacob, we were determined, "I'll not let you go unless you bless me." Lord Jesus, make our prayers passionate. Empower us to pray with tears and fervent cries and never give up, even as we submit to your will. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
A fifth day of airstrikes continued Tuesday between Israel and Iran, following Israel's offensive targeting Iran's nuclear sites.
Sirens sounded across Israel as incoming missiles were detected, prompting citizens to briefly shelter before being cleared to resume activities. President Trump has demanded Iran's unconditional surrender and asserted that U.S. assistance is key in bolstering Israel's strikes. European leaders and the UN are calling for restraint, warning the conflict risks wider regional escalation. Benjamin Wright reporting.
At least 51 Palestinians were killed and over 200 injured in Gaza as civilians gathered for aid distributions in Khan Yunis. Joseph Eckerson with the latest.
Palestinian authorities say Israeli forces opened fire during efforts to reach trucks delivering food, flour, and humanitarian supplies. The Israeli military said it was investigating the incident, stating troops were responding to an identified gathering near aid vehicles. International agencies warn the enclave is nearing famine and urge immediate impartial investigation.
California faced Tuesday's Ninth Circuit hearing, challenging the Trump administration's federalization of the state's National Guard.
The case concerns troops deployed to assist immigration and customs enforcement amid protests over immigration sweeps in Los Angeles. A three-judge panel issued an administrative stay, allowing the federalization to continue pending resolution. Californians await the court's decision, which could redefine federal authority over state military forces. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Minnesota is reeling after a gunman disguised as a police officer fatally shot former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband.
Authorities are still investigating whether the attack was politically motivated amid growing concerns over targeted violence. President Trump said he will not call Governor Tim Walz and called him grossly incompetent before labeling outreach a waste of time. Walz has yet to receive a call, while federal officials have mobilized security assistance. Kevin Sanders reporting.
A Reuters Ipsos poll released Tuesday finds that 49% of U.S. adults now disapprove of President Trump's handling of immigration, while 44% approve.
The numbers reflect a shift as public attention on border policies increases. The poll marks the first time a majority has expressed dissatisfaction since Trump assumed office. Analysts expect the administration to face mounting pressure in the run-up to midterm and next year's presidential elections. Kyle Norris reporting.
More than seven people have died and dozens of homes were destroyed by flash flooding in West Virginia, officials reported.
A state of emergency has been declared as rescue teams continue to work amid ongoing rain and rising water levels. Local authorities issued evacuation orders across the hardest-hit areas and are deploying National Guard units to assist flood victims. The death toll is expected to rise as rain extends through the week. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, safety show.
Oh, definitely sounds like some risky business to me, no doubt about that. Okay, so let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2019, the United Nations reports over 70 million people in the world are displaced, asylum seekers, or refugees. It is the highest reported number in over 70 years. That happened back on this date in 2019. Okay, let's talk about some birthdays going on today. Jordan Poole turns 26. Artris Schaffer turns 27. Caitlin J. Brown turns 33. Also does Dylan Playfair. And then, of course, Michelle Joy Lewis from Cannon's fame turns 36 today. Paul Dano turns 41. Aiden Turner turns 42. Macklemore turns 42. Lauren Lee Smith, 45. Zoe Saldana turns 47. So does Dirk Nowitzki. Ryan Hurst turns 49. Hugh Dancy turns 50. Robin Tunney, 53. Mia Sara turns 58. Boris Johnson, 61. Paula Abdul, 63. Kathleen Turner turns 71. Ann Wilson, 75. So there you go. Some birthdays going on. Of course, the one sticking out in my mind is the one from Michelle Joy Lewis, who turns 36 today. Yeah, so happy birthday to all of those people out there. No doubt about that. Okay, if you need some days to celebrate, it's National Martini Day and National Garfield the Cat Day. So there you go. That's some stuff to take a look at. Also, what else? Let's see. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What childish thing do you still enjoy? There's probably too many to list, to be honest. Okay, random joke for today. My therapist asked me to describe myself in three words. I said lazy. You get it? Okay, hopefully you do. Okay, according to a survey, the average person gets four of these a year. What are they? Birthday gifts. They get four birthday gifts a year. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out on this lovely day. Always a good time when you and I get to hang out. No doubt about that. So there you go. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so over there and do the things that we get to do. If not, you can hang out here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. May your choices reflect your hopes and not your fears. Anyways, I know who you are. No, like seriously, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.